This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1421. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 12th, monitoring Mauritania, Georgia, and the Olympics, new frequencies from Cuba, reactivations and wrong frequencies from Brazil and Kuwait, English ending from Austria, new relay for World Harvest Radio, X-band news from the United States and Canada, and the propagation outlook. Shortly after I recorded last week's World of Radio, a coup erupted in Mauritania, which, when it's on the air, provides one of the better signals from Africa on 4845 kilohertz. Chris Greenway in England was first to notify us August 6 at 1010 UT that a coup was in progress. The president abducted. State radio and TV appeared to have been shut down. So he said, DXers, please, on coup alert. Well, a few hours earlier, I happened to be looking for Mauritania on 4845, but was not hearing it at 0600, although it's not always on the air at that hour anyway. Well, it turned out that the shortwave frequencies remained off the air for at least a week. No reports of it on 4845 at night or 7245 in the daytime. Although from his monitoring post in Portugal says the medium wave 783 did remain on the air. He says it was the sole active outlet as heard every evening since July 31st. About 6 hours after his first report, August 6, Chris Greenway said, after interruptions to transmissions during the local morning, Mauritanian TV and radio on the Badr 4 satellite at 26 degrees east were back on the air, though only with music, patriotic songs, and a brief repeated announcement from the coup leaders. The TV had been showing National Geographic-style archive film of the country's landscape and wildlife. Well, there's another way to monitor Mauritania. Thanks to the excellent website publicradiofan.com, I soon tuned in the webcast, which was still functioning. It was a mixture of French, Arabic, and local vernacular. The French I could more or less understand, and it was, of course, an announcement about the coup having taken place, mentioning Mohamed Abdul Aziz. They also have a video webcast from Tele Mauritanie, which did not work at first, but Kevin Kelly of Public Radio Fan soon found the new link, and that was working too for him. He says when he tuned in the middle of their night, they were broadcasting a movie or drama not related to the coup. And the station's website, if you want to look for it there, is www.tvm.mr. The university station in San Luis Potosi, Mexico, has supposedly remained on the air, 6045 shortwave, but very difficult to hear because their antenna had been lowered almost to the ground. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in the Federal District, however, was hearing it again a bit better than before on August 6th. So he contacted the station, and they said that they had moved their inverted V antenna and were still awaiting the proper material to raise it even higher. So I looked for it again and was able to hear a very weak signal on 6045 in our mornings after sunrise, including at 1258 UT, a bit of Spanish poking through on August 9th. It seems the international language has been pretty much co-opted by the communist countries, at least on shortwave. China Radio International broadcasts in Esperanto 5 hours per day, and Radio Havana Cuba broadcasts 1.5 hour per week, repeated several times. It's on Sundays at 15 UT on 11760. They announced their full schedule, and they said there was a new frequency for the Central American broadcast, Sundays at 2330. I found that on 5965, not the frequencies listed on their website. As for its Spanish broadcasts, on the morning of August 11th, I found Radio Havana Cuba missing from two of its regular frequencies, 9550 and 11805. But shortly after, I found it on two new frequencies, both on the 19-meter band, rather weak on 15360 and somewhat better, but with a hum on 15120. So they've replaced two frequencies on the 11 to 15 UT broadcast. Furthermore, that evening they were missing from 6180, which had been colliding with Voice of America, both in English, between 05 and 07 UT. Instead, Havana was on 6140, a nice clear frequency, quite an improvement, something we've been pointing out they should have taken care of months ago. Earlier that evening, McDelmage in Alberta was hearing 6180 in Spanish instead of English. So it turns out they've exchanged English and Spanish on 6140 and 6180, but 6180 now in Spanish goes off at 0500 just in time to avoid colliding any further with VOA, although you won't find that mentioned as a reason by Arnie Coro. Public Radio Fan has a new listing for a webcast from NBC Radio in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. That's the station which kept changing its medium wave frequency, originally 705, then 710, and then moved to 700 kilohertz. If you look at their website, nbcsvg.com, it appears that they're only on FM. The only frequencies they mention on the homepage and the history says the 705 transmitter has been switched off, although plans are in the pipeline to operate AM as well as FM. So is 700 actually on the air currently? It was last March, as logged by Robin Tanko in Trinidad, as reporting to Communication of the British DX Club. Along with Jerry Bishop, Terry Kruger went on a de-expedition to a quiet location on the coast of Florida at Fort DeSoto, strung out a 200-foot long wire, and was able to pull in HCJB Quito, Ecuador, 6050 kilohertz at the very early hour of 1920 UT. Of course, a totally daytime path in the local afternoon. He says it was a great signal, but only audible on that antenna. As we mentioned last week, the morning programs in German from HCJB to Europe disappeared from 9740 at the beginning of August, and we assume the transmission had been canceled. But it was back on August 11th when Noel Green in England was hearing it again at 0710 UT. It's in low and high German between 0630 and 730. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia has another daytime catch, although he's a bit closer in South America, this one from Peru at 1730 UT, a weak signal from Radio Betel, as in Bethel, which had been reactivated, at least in the local daytime, on 5949.6 with gospel music in Spanish. He reported to the Condish list and soon confirmed as well by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina, who says on a de-expedition in the mountains near Catamarca, he was hearing it in the mornings at 1100 UT with the national anthem and religious programmings along with his colleague Hector Goyena. Alfredo Benjamin Cañote Bueno in Peru says the new webpage of Radio Betel is www.betelradio.fm. Quite a bit of Brazilian shortwave news this week. Reactivated on 3365 is Rádio Cultura Araraquara, São Paulo. Reported by Rudolf Grimm in the same state on August 9th at 2228. With local programming, excellent signal at his location. Also reported just after that at 2245 by Marcelo Begeni in Curitiba, both in the Rádio Escutas Yahoo group. And then at 2346 by Jorge Freitas in Bahia. Jorge Freitas also found a Brazilian on 5745. El Dorado ESPN, or if they pronounce it in Portuguese, ESPN. 5745, quite out of band, and a frequency which has also been used by U.S. shortwave stations. This was at 2341 UT. A strong signal, but completely distorted, so it may have been spurious. We mentioned previously that Voz Missionaria had been appearing on 5870, and the station even confirmed that frequency. However, Celero Mais in his panorama column says it's located in Camboriú and has been for some time, but according to the official government site Anatel, which is the equivalent of the FCC, there is no authorization whatsoever for that frequency. In Brazil, the 49-meter band officially starts at 5950. Then the Rádio Nacional Amazônia, which has been on 6180, colliding with Cuba and the VOA, depending on the time, has jumped upwards in frequency as it has done before. There were various reports of this, putting it on 6185 or 6190, mostly from listeners in Brazil, or more precisely on 6188 or 6189. Ronaldo Slein in Argentina measured it August 9th at 1040 on 6188.95 variable. But it's not clear at all if this was a deliberate move or a technical fault. It does get it away from the interference on 6180. Now, unfortunately, it interferes with Serbia, for example, in our evenings on 6190, which had already moved from 6185 to escape some other interference. If Brazil stays there, Serbia may have to move again, perhaps to 6195. This Amazonian service from Brasilia was measured on 6188.1 by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal on August 9th, on 6188.18 August 10th by Ron Howard in California, and Chuck Boland in Florida, who also listened at 1000 UT. When I was monitoring it, interfering with Serbia, it was on about 6188.12, although off the air after 0100, leaving Serbia in the clear for that English broadcast. And now here's something equally strange. Ron Howard in California found the Brasilia relay of China Radio International, nominal 9665, offset by exactly the same amount, 3.18 kilohertz off frequency, August 10th until closing at 0400, that is on 9668.18. Could be the very same transmitter with its a mind of its own about operating off frequency. Yet another off frequency or spurious Brazilian was Rádio Globo, heard on 12085 by Jorge Freitas in Bahia, back on July 18th at 1618, but just reported. The signal was strong, but with very much distortion. I assume that's the one that's supposed to be on 11805, which has been reported previously, putting spurs above 12 megahertz. Now news about Portugal. Fernando Ferreira reports to DSWCI DX Window that the domestic network of the Catholic Church, Rádio Renascença, has a new service and a new name called Rádio SIM, S-I-M. Don't know if they pronounce the letters separately or if it's just the Portuguese word for Y-E-S. But it takes over the medium wave and FM frequencies formerly listed for Rádio Renascença. In Hardcore DX, Fernando de Souza Ribeiro in Portugal adds that this new channel is targeted at elder listeners and plays music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Apparently, the original Rádio Renascença remains on some FM frequencies, but on all the medium wave and some of the FMs, it's now Rádio SIM. On Saturday and Sunday evenings or afternoons here, Rádio Exterior de España has hours and hours of its schedule devoted to Tablero Deportivo, live sports coverage. However, lately, I've been hearing music instead, classical on a Saturday afternoon and world music on a Sunday afternoon. Quite an improvement, in my opinion. This is explained by Tomas Mendez in Spain, who says that they will resume football on August 31st when the championships start, but until then there is nothing to cover. Obviously, they don't have Olympic rights either. Oh, the frequencies, 15110, very good here, direct from Spain. 17595 is also possible, but it collides with WEWN. World of Radio 1421 is semi-finished. Check our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Dave Ewing in Illinois, who sent a generous check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. You may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's an odd station, or is it a program you may not have heard of before? In DSWCI DX Window, Michael Ford in the UK reports hearing Radio Marifa, MAARIFA, for 1 hour at 20 UT on 9565. It's mostly in Arabic, but with some IDs in French on the quarter hour. The website, www.maarifa.org. He says it's not actually a religion, but an attitude for life, according to what he read about it. However, I checked the listings and found that this hour belongs to CVC, Christian Vision, via Jülich, Germany, so it must be Stealth Christianity. Ron Howard in California also did some Googling and found that it is clearly Christian. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal enjoyed great reception from Radio Austria's Sackville Relay, 13775, Sunday, August 10th at 1505 in English. He says normally he does not get very good reception from Sackville in Montreal, but during their mailbox, there were many sad listeners, as Radio Austria will cease broadcasting in English by the end of the year. I wondered if there's been a formal announcement of a termination date, and he says no, they just say by the end of the year, not mentioning any date, so it could even be by the end of October with the seasonal changes. The new 300-kilowatt transmitters in Galbeni, Romania, have been monitored extensively during the past week, mostly by Wolfgang Büschel. As I said, these are replacing the old transmitters, which were in very bad shape, and we were able to hear some of the new broadcasts very much better than before. However, they've not been there or not been audible every day, so they still may be sporadic as they are completing the installation. One broadcast we heard very well at first was English at Midnight UT to North America on 11790. Kai Ludwig in Germany says we should summarize what's going on. The last old shortwave transmitters at Galbeni had been closed down on May 18th, apparently to allow complete removal to make way for the new Continentals. Since then, only two transmitters of the other site, Tiganeshti, were in use. The remainder of the elder units, there were four of them, had already been shut down. Now the new Continental equipment of the Galbeni station has been inaugurated. At the same time, Tiganeshti went off for a similar refitting procedure, supposed to last 2 months. One of the new Galbeni transmitters failed, but either all the equipment was disconnected or they did not bother to get it back on the air. At times, we have heard good signals on two different frequencies. This is GH observation along with Wolfgang Büschel. So both of them were operating on occasion, otherwise perhaps just one or neither one. Kai Ludwig continues, there is another shortwave plant in Romania at Saftitsa, literally across the street from Tiganeshti. Thus, as far as HFCC is concerned, both are labeled TIG. Saftitsa transmissions can be identified by power level of 50 instead of 250 kilowatts. Later, this is supposed to get a new 100 kilowatt transmitter. Present, it's used only for transmissions in Italian, Romanian, Serbian, and Ukrainian. But it's not just transmitters, Wolfgang Büschel adds. There is also refitting for the antennas. These went up from 35 to 50 years ago. 52 antenna masts, 45 curtain dipole arrays, and a log periodic removable antenna are at the Saftitsa site, and these need urgent refurbishing. Kai Ludwig also passes on this from Paul Geiger, quoted in the German ADX list, some remarks on their German service mailbox show, which indicated a rather bleak situation at Radio Romania International, despite the new transmitters being installed. In fact, this may be unrelated to the transmitters operated by Radiocom. According to what was said, what they do is honorary work rather than serious employment. It seems on earlier occasions they called the salaries at the station a shame. Everybody who can get another job leaves without looking back. Voice of America's cancellation of all shortwave broadcasts in Russian just recently is beginning to look more and more like a bad idea with the outbreak of hostilities over Georgia. There's been a lot of criticism of this. Alakesh Gupta forwards one blog, America's Voice Abroad Silenced as Russia Continues Military Action. www.bloggernews.net/117189. You'll also find something about it at www.freemediaonline.org. However, broadcasts in Georgia, which were to be canceled, still exists, so this has enabled VOA and RFERL to increase broadcasts in that language. VOA Georgian broadcasts, in fact, were doubled from 30 to 60 minutes. The frequencies for this kept being revised, but as of August 11th, Dan Ferguson says they were 1530 to 16 on 11945, 16 to 1630 on 12105, and during the entire hour on 12130 and 15460. RFERL already had over 3 hours a day in Georgian, but they've added a fourth hour, according to a press release, that apparently is at 18 to 19 UT on 7370 and 9370. Full schedules appear in DX Listening Digest 8092 via worldofradio.org. Also, seek him, andrewelliott.com, for his comments on U.S. international broadcasting and the Georgian conflict. In DX Listening Digest 8091, we have a long list of military or utility frequencies which may be of use, trying to monitor direct the events in Georgia and South Ossetia. 20-meter hams in Europe and Asia have been bothered by Radio Kuwait appearing in the middle of their band 14125. Wolfgang Büchner in Germany figured out it's a mixing product between two Radio Kuwait frequencies far apart, 9855 and 11990, when both are on the air between 1815 and 2100. Although Voice of Indonesia has lots of interferences, I've explained during the English hour at 13 UT, now that they're using 11784.9, they're more in the clear after 1400, when VOA and Firedrake are finished. However, there's yet another station in the mix, causing another heterodyne, and it's off frequency too, I believe. That's Radio Guaiba in Brazil, which is slightly lower than Indonesia. In the 14 UT hour, VOI is in Indonesian or in Malay, depending on which reference you consult. This appears to have been an auspicious time to send a reception report to Radio Singapore International, as it has closed down its shortwave services entirely. In Playdex, Juan Antonio Aranz in Spain reports that not only did he get some QSL cards, but they sent him a kilogram of various things, cleaning out their stock, I guess, of stickers, CD cases, puzzles, magnets, and even seven blank QSL cards, which makes him wonder why they didn't actually verify with proper cards earlier. In DSWC IDX window, Victor Gunatelica says in order not to let China Radio International or Iran jump in on free shortwave frequencies vacated by Singapore, IBB has already jumped in on some of them, very useful for English, of Voice of America, as follows, all via the Tinang site in Philippines. 6,000 kilohertz at 15 to 16 and 22 to midnight, 7235 between 13 and 14, with Asian languages to be added. As I mentioned last week, Myanmar Radio has two slightly different frequencies, one of which is believed to come from the old capital and the other from the new. Ron Howard in California reports on August 12th they were back on 5985 exactly at 1307 UT after 8 days on 5985.78, the latter believed to be via Yangon and the exact frequency via the new capital, Nai Pi Tau. Alakesh Gupta forwards news from DRM that they're testing a text-based service during the Olympics in Beijing called Journaline. They have a special car called the VIP car set up to demonstrate this service. But, of course, their press release gives no info on times or frequencies. Alakesh says, however, according to the DRM receiver forum, it's the BBC transmitter in Thailand at 03 to 06 on 17840 and 06 to 09 on 21640. As a matter of fact, I ran across the DRM buzz on the lower frequency a bit earlier. Exactly 12 hours before the opening ceremonies on 88, Reporters Without Borders carried out a stunt in Beijing, putting on a pirate FM station on 104.4, criticizing the Chinese regime over human rights and other issues. They've posted the audio of these on their website in English, French, and Mandarin. You should be able to find it via www.rsf.org. Thanks to Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener for passing on that news. Before the Olympics, in communication of the British DX Club, Chris Greenway and Dave Kenny opined, it'll be interesting to see if there's any reduction in Firedrake jamming from China during the Olympics. Although it's unlikely jamming of any political opposition broadcasts, such as Sound of Hope, will stop, there might be a suspension of jamming of international services, such as BBC and VOA Mandarin. Well, I don't think so. I made a quick check. On August 8th, after the Olympics were starting, and are still finding Firedrake on a great many frequencies, such as between 13 and 14 UT on 7310, 7445, 9300, 9605, 9680, 9780, 9845, 17565, among many others. Although many shortwave stations are, of course, reporting on the Olympics, I've only found one with extensive coverage, including the opening ceremonies and apparently live, or at least live delayed coverage of certain events, and that is Radio Australia. Swimming being one of the events of particular interest there, of course. I hear it in the mornings here on 6020 and 9580. This is coming from the ABC local radio network. I don't see what's local about it. And they also mentioned that another time that Radio Australia can carry Olympic coverage only on their Pacific service, but not on their Asian service. In PlayDX, Luca Bottofiore in Italy had a couple of logs of World Harvest Radio on a strange frequency, 9955, where they are not scheduled. On two different dates, in fact, July 22nd at 1242 UT, he heard WHRIDs in English, and then again on August 3rd from 1330 until sign-off at 1500. How can this be explained? Well, my answer is that although World Harvest Radio is not scheduled on that frequency, KHBN in Palau is scheduled. And it appears that KHBN is now relaying programming from World Harvest Radio, giving them an even closer shot at Asia than KWHR in Hawaii. This could happen any time between 08 and 17 UT, but not confirmed yet by WHR. WEWN was off the air for maintenance only about a sesquiweek back since August 9th, including colliding with Egypt 11550 at 2115. In ABDX, Neo Foodog reports that X-band station in Michigan, WDSS 1680, has dropped Disney Radio and will become WPRI August 18th with a format called Public Reality Radio. Also, CJLO 1690 Montreal has started testing. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 5th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 August 19th. Otherwise, mostly 5 and 2 through September 1st, as well as solar flux steady at 66. And that's World of Radio 1421. Glenn Hauser, hoping you will hear me again next week.